Welcome to It Depends, a sales tax podcast by Tax Connects. I'm your host, Brian Greer, joined by my colleague, Jeff Meggs, and we're super excited that you've joined us today. Sales and use tax can be confusing and overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you work in an industry or a CPA firm, or just someone who wants to stay informed about the latest sales tax laws, we've got you covered. Periodically, we'll explore different aspects of sales tax. So whether you're a tax pro or a novice, in industry, school, or a practicing CPA, tune in and join us as we attempt to simplify the complexity of the sales tax world. This is It Depends, because with sales tax, there's rarely just one answer, and often that's our answer to many questions. It just depends.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to It Depends. My name is Marissa Hill, and I'm the Director of Tax Knowledge Services here at Tax Connects. Part of my role at Tax Connects is to keep up with the ever-changing landscape of sales and use tax law and communicate those laws to our clients to help them better understand how those changes affect their business. I come to Tax Connects with over 20 years of sales and use tax experience in varying industries, such as manufacturing and retail wholesale. Jeff and Brian asked me to guest host this week to discuss navigating the complexities of retail delivery fees and how they impact your compliance processes. In this episode, I'll be touching on what exactly a retail delivery fee is, in what states you have to watch out for them, and what states are currently considering adding retail delivery fees. And then we'll dive into some questions to ask yourself and strategies to help you effectively manage moving forward. So, let's get into it. The retail delivery fee acts as a tax, but most states will refer to it as a fee. This distinction allows lawmakers to avoid the voting process that's necessary to implement a new tax, as fees can be implemented without taxpayer approval. Retail delivery fees are a relatively new concept. Colorado was the first state to roll out the retail delivery fee in July of 2022. And much like many taxes, this was created as a way to generate revenue to pay for infrastructure. Colorado's rollout was a bit of a mess and left retailers very confused. So, as other states begin to roll out these fees, they are taking lessons learned from Colorado and doing it their own way. Similar to economic nexus, as soon as one state got on board, more were soon to follow. As of today, Minnesota is the only other state who has official plans to roll out the retail delivery fee. But Illinois and New York are also in talks of doing some form of retail delivery fee. Let's look at some of the specifics of retail delivery fees by state. Because, of course, the rules won't be universal by state, like many things we talk about for sales tax. It all depends on the specific state. First up, Colorado. Colorado implemented their retail delivery fee in July of 2022. It was initially a 25-cent fee on any retail deliveries made into the state of Colorado. Since then, that fee has increased to 27 cents per delivery in Colorado. As stated before, the rollout of the retail delivery fee in Colorado was a bit of a mess. State lawmakers really didn't get any input from taxpayers or from consumers, and they just kind of did their own thing. Once they realized that, hey, maybe this didn't work out the way we thought it should, they then implemented what is now known as the small seller exemption. This is an exemption that allows a business that has less than $500,000 in sales annually to be exempt from collecting the retail delivery fee. With Colorado, there was also some confusion as to whether the vendor should collect the fee from their customer or whether the vendor should just self-remit the fee. So Colorado allows the option for you as the vendor to either self-remit the fee or you can add it to your invoice and collect it from your customer. So that's Colorado. So Minnesota is next. Their retail delivery fee will be effective July 2024. Unlike Colorado, Minnesota gave some advance notice about the retail delivery fee. So it allows vendors some time to prepare to implement this fee, get it into their billing systems if necessary. It still may be a bit of trial and error, just like Colorado. So Minnesota has decided that their fee will be 50 cents per transaction greater than or equal to $100. So that means if you buy a piece of clothing for $100, it's shipped to you, you are going to pay that 50 cent delivery fee if that item is shipped to you in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota also has the option of the vendor collecting that fee from the customer, or the vendor can self-remit the fee. However, there's one caveat. If the vendor collects the fee from the customer, it must be separately stated on the invoice and indicate road improvement and food delivery fee. So it has to have that specific wording on the invoice to be collected from the customer and filed on your Minnesota sales and use tax return. The fee is also not assessed on tax-exempt transactions, excluding clothing. So in Minnesota, clothing is exempt by law. However, if you purchase clothing that is exempt by law, you still have to pay the 50 cent transaction fee. Go figure. There are also certain product categories in Minnesota that are exempt from the retail delivery fee, such as food, baby supplies, and other things. Minnesota's small seller exclusion are sales less than $1 million. So in the previous calendar year, if you had sales less than $1 million, you do not have to collect or remit the retail delivery fee. Once you exceed that threshold of $1 million, then you do have to collect and remit that retail delivery fee. You do not have to individually register to file this fee. Minnesota will auto-register people who are vendors who are required to now file the fee, and it will be a separate return filed with the same due date as your sales and use tax return. We also have two other states who have entered the chat, and they are officially eyeing adding a retail delivery fee. And those states are Illinois and New York. Illinois' bill is currently under review in the state Senate. It's been sent back and forth several times. They had initially wanted to start the retail delivery fee in June of 2023, but they just couldn't get on the ball. So it's going back and forth in the state Senate right now. Not sure when or if it will be approved. The Illinois delivery fee will be 0.5% of the retail selling price of the delivery. So the difference with Illinois is this will actually be a tax and called a tax rather than being called a fee. And this is why the bill has to be reviewed and voted on in the Senate. So we will have more information on that as the Senate votes and the bill gets through its process. New York is also, their fee is also going to be called a tax rather than a fee. So again, their bill is currently under review in the Senate as well. So New York is a little different in the fact that they want to charge 25 cents per delivery into the state of New York, and then they would like to charge 50 cents for any delivery that is delivered into the city limits of New York City. This bill may be a bit problematic for New York because currently it's worded to target online sales only, whereas other retail delivery fees are for brick and mortar stores, food delivery, things like that. The New York bill specifically targets online sales, so that may be prejudicial, and it may have to be reworded, or it may not pass at all. There is also a requirement in New York that it has to be billed on the invoice. So New York does not give the option for vendors to self-remit this fee. New York will require this fee to be included on all invoices and be collected from customers. So again, that's another way New York is different in the way they are approaching this retail delivery fee or tax. Now that we're through all the details, what do you do with this information? I'm sure you have quite a few questions running through your mind, like, do I have to establish nexus before this applies, or is it for any shipment into the state, or is it for any local shipments? This applies to any shipments, whether they originate outside of the state with the retail delivery fee or inside of the state with the retail delivery fee. So if your state has a retail delivery fee, it is required by everyone who does not have a small seller exemption to report and pay this fee to the state. Will the fee apply to everything that is taxable? Well, it depends. This will vary by state and even local jurisdictions. You will need to investigate in the state or local jurisdiction in which you are shipping to determine if this fee or tax is going to apply to, number one, the type of material you are shipping and apply to your business overall. What happens to multiple shipments for one order? Again, this can vary by state. However, currently in Minnesota and Colorado, the number of shipments isn't considered. This is a transaction-based fee. So if you buy something and it's split into multiple shipments, the fee is based on the transaction. What if items are returned? Will the fee be included in a refund? Currently, in the states that have enacted the retail delivery fee, such as Colorado and Minnesota when they enact their fee, this fee is not refundable. So if you return something to the store, you are not going to get that retail delivery fee returned back to you. How should the fee be presented on the invoice? Minnesota and New York both have very specific line item descriptions that must be used when invoicing the customer for this fee. So I know with a lot of companies, it's very difficult to change your billing system. So you have to be on top of that, especially in New York, where they do not allow the option to not collect it from your customer. Minnesota and Colorado, you do have the option to self-remit. So if you don't have the time or resources to update your billing system with that specific line item description, then you can always just self-report that fee. Is the fee subject to sales tax? Well, it depends. This will vary depending on the state and local jurisdiction. Should you collect the fee from your customer or self-remit? Again, as we stated before, some states will allow the option for you to self-remit the fee or collect it from your customer. New York so far is the only state that absolutely requires you to put that fee on the invoice and collect it from your customer. In most cases, this will be a separate return from your sales and use tax return, however, filed with the same due date. It could possibly have a different filing frequency than your sales and use tax return, but it will have the same monthly due date, which is typically the 20th of the month. Do I need to complete a separate registration for this? Currently, Minnesota and Colorado auto-register taxpayers who are required to remit this fee. However, this may not apply to all states when they implement the fee. Some states may require you to do a separate registration. Some states may auto-register. Again, when it comes to sales and use tax and the fees related to sales and use tax, it depends. Much is still undetermined or varies heavily between the two active states. As more states potentially add retail delivery fees as an additional way to collect funds, managing your compliance will just become more and more complex. It's important to ensure you have the right processes and resources in place to stay up to date with changes that are happening and that you are following individual state and local jurisdiction rules. As always, if you have questions about how Tax Connects can help with that, get in touch. Well, that about wraps it up. Thanks so much for joining us today. And as always, don't hesitate to head to our website and reach out if you have any additional questions. We'd love to hear from you. See you next time.
This has been It Depends with another episode explaining the complexities surrounding sales and use tax. We'll see you next time.